Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It was on this date back in 1947 that Howard Hughes piloted his huge wooden flying boat, the Hughes H4 Hercules, which was derisively dubbed the Spruce Goose by its detractors. On its only flight, which lasted only about a minute, it flew over Long Beach Harbor in California. Now, Howard Hughes is actually one of my favorite historical figures, and the Spruce Goose is a fascinating story, so I thought I might come on and talk just a little bit about Howard Hughes and the H-4 Hercules. Now, the H-4 Hercules at the time was the largest aircraft ever built. It was piloted by its designer, Howard Hughes, on its first and only flight. It cost Congress over $18 million at the time, or about $200 million by today's value. The intention of the aircraft was to be able to carry a large number of men to battle. It was intended to be able to carry more than 700 men, and this thing, again, was massive. It had a wingspan longer than a football field. Following the U.S. entrance into World War II in 1941, the U.S. government commissioned the Hughes Aircraft Company to build a large flying boat capable of carrying men and materials over long distances. The concept for what would become the Spruce Goose was originally conceived by industrialist Henry Kaiser, but Kaiser dropped out of the project early, leaving Hughes and his small team to make the H-4 a reality. Because of wartime restrictions on steel, Hughes decided to build his aircraft out of wood, laminated with plastic and covered with fabric. Although it was constructed mainly of birch, the use of spruce along with its white-gray color would later earn the aircraft the nickname Spruce Goose. It had a wingspan of over 320 feet and was powered by 8 giant propeller engines. If you would like just a little bit of historical context on Howard Hughes was a successful Hollywood movie producer at the time when he founded the Hughes Aircraft Company in 1932. He personally tested cutting-edge aircraft of his own design and in 1937 broke the transcontinental flight time record. In 1938, he flew around the world in a record 3 days, 19 hours, and 14 minutes, so he was sort of a phenom in his own right. Honestly, he probably deserves an entire history segment all to himself. But back to the Spruce Goose. The development for the Spruce Goose cost a phenomenal $23 million, or in today's value, edging around $300 million. And it took so long to complete that the war had nearly ended by the time it was completed in 1946. The aircraft had many detractors, and Congress demanded that Hughes prove the plane airworthy in the first place. On November 2nd, on this date back in 1947, Hughes obliged, taking the H-4 prototype out onto Long Beach Harbor, California for an unannounced flight test. Thousands of onlookers had come to watch the aircraft taxi on the water and were surprised when Hughes lifted his wooden behemoth 70 feet out of the water and flew for a mile before landing. Now, despite this successful first flight test, the Spruce Goose never went into production, mostly because critics alleged that its wooden framework was insufficient to support its weight during long flights. Additionally, some people thought it was kind of silly to have a plane meant to transport troops made out of wood, which is, you know, pretty easily pierced by bullets. Nevertheless, Howard Hughes, who became increasingly eccentric and withdrawn after 1950, refused to neglect what he saw as his greatest achievement in the aviation field. From 1947 until his death in 1976, he kept the Spruce Goose prototype ready for a flight in an enormous climate-controlled hangar that cost $1 million per year. Today, the Spruce Goose is housed at the Evergreen Aviation Museum in Oregon. And that has been just a little bit about the Spruce Goose. Remember, if you like these little history segments that I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.